Now, nobody wants to endure sanctions, and that's the relegation zone. That's when you're in tier three. Least of all, small island developing states like St. Vincent and the Grenadines that are very, very reliant on cooperation from our development partners, cooperation from the World Bank, cooperation from the United States. So to the extent that Trafficking in Persons report tells you how close you are to relegation, it is useful. But as a tool that we can use to combat trafficking within our borders, or by a measure, or as a measure of our own standing in the world relative to other countries, the report is ineffective and incomprehensible. I encourage all of you to read it, because I think that if you read it, and it's available on the internet, on the website of the State Department, if you Google Human Trafficking Report, you can pull it up as a PDF file. If you read it, you will understand better how poorly it describes the situation in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. If you just hear, well, St. Vincent and the Grenadines is on the tier 2 watch list, it might convey something to you that, oh my God, we have a problem that we're not addressing properly. But if you read it, you'll wonder if it's the same St. Vincent and the Grenadines that you and I live in. So I always encourage people to read the report and to read the comparisons to other countries that are either in our band or ahead of us to see exactly some of the shortcomings of the report.